There's nothing more comforting than the heft of a good knife in your hand, especially one that's as heavy and perfectly balanced as the Tennessee toothpick I've just pulled from its sheath at my waist. At 15 full inches in length, it's bigger than the one Crocodile Dundee brandished in the ancient vitty that bore his name. Another item in my memory bank, like such long-gone things as sound and pictures from hand inserts and temp lenses. Lucky for me, we never had credits or status enough to afford vitty plants. Picture smoke curling out of overcooked corneas. I remember corny old Nick Dundee because my dad loved that vitty so much. He was always slipping it into my queue of oldies. And, like that croc guy, loving and knowing how to use a knife was part of who my father was. This blade I'm holding was his. Was. Damn it. The week before he died, he gave me this beautiful bone-handled blade, his favorite knife. I drag my right forearm across my face. Too much blood on my hands to use them to wipe the mist from my eyes. The warmth still rising up from the dead monster's body is wrapping a cloak cloud around me as a cool wind blows across the clearing. That wind rattles dry leaves clinging to the tips of the branches of a small nearby aspen. Dead now, but green will once again glow from that tree. Spring will slowly return, its steps, as Dad always said, like those of a small bird. And with that season of renewal, more shoots of trees will spring up from the soil. Dad used to point that out, that with the power gone, the forests will come back. Bad as the silver cloud was for most of humanity, it was a blessing for plants and monsters. Too bad some of those monsters are humans. I've been back to my butchering, a task made simpler by the fine implement in my hand. It is a more or less exact replica of the gift given way back in the mid-19th century by Rezin P. Bowie, born 1793, to his older brother Jim, born 1796. With a guarded handle and a strong, weighty single-edge blade, it's back straight for most of its length before curving concavely to the tip. It was perfect for the frontier duels fought back then by such deadly dandies as Jim and Rezin. The lovely, lethal Bowie knife. More like a short sword. And when it's as razor sharp as I was taught to keep this one, it slices thick skin like butter. I draw the blade down the length of the beast's belly, put the knife down. I use my hands to spread open the cut, exposing the beast's warm interior. Then I lean in, fingers spread wide, to lever out the stomach and other internal organs. I have two reasons for my efficient, though bloody, disemboweling. Numero uno, investigate the stomach contents. I need to verify that this is the creature that claimed the lives of the three hunters and two couriers gone missing in this quadrant. Most recently, only 2 days ago. That's when the decision was made to send me in. A few minutes later, I have the answer to part one of my pop quiz. Its gut held the masticated, partially digested remains of the second courier, identifiable by the numbered copper band, like the one I wear, on the gnawed left wrist. I prod with my fingers and extricate from the stinking colon a sturdy little metal case. I wipe it off on my thigh and then open it. It still contains the message that this courier risked and lost his life to carry.